Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. And joining me right now for his regularly scheduled appearance on AWOD Radio, it's our buddy Steve Adams. Hokie Steve, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. And just recapping my trip to Philadelphia, my next trip will be to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
For ACC kickoff.
I know, we're coming up less than a month away, right?
Yeah.
We're knocking on the door, and a lot of good, you know, I guess the Hokies are going to be day three, but looking forward to hearing what Jim Phillips has to say. You know, I mean, Commissioner kicks it off with the commish forum on the 22nd, and a lot of things have changed, and they talked about this at the AD meetings in Amelia, I guess it was Amelia Island, a couple weeks ago. You remember a year ago it was FSU suing the league, Clemson suing the league.
Yeah.
That's kind of gone away now. So it's a little, I think the flavor of this one's going to be a little different than maybe a year ago.
So we'll be heading to Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC kickoff in less than a month. But I just recapped my Philly trip. Was I too harsh for all things Philadelphia?
I've been to the Reading Market as well. Have you been to, did you not go to Pat's at Geno's for a little cheesesteak while you were there?
I did go to Geno's.
Oh, you did go to Geno's?
Yeah. I didn't love it.
It's a touristy thing to do, just like the Reading Market. But, you know, if you go to Pat's, I mean, next time you go to Geno's, whatever. But I wasn't blown away by either place. But, you know, I'm not a Philly guy. So
The other thing that I noticed was I felt like the whole trip was on two streets. It was like Arch Street and Market Street.
Right.
That was the whole trip.
Right, yeah. If you go to Baltimore, I got great places for you.
Well, we got
Jimmy's Famous Seafood. Shameless plug. But if you haven't been there, you got to check it out.
We got Hokie Steve with us here, so let's start with all things Hokies athletics.
Yeah, I mean, kind of a slow week. As I mentioned last week, they got a couple of commitments, and then this week, a couple of commitments as well. They got an offensive lineman, kid out of Virginia, actually Woodbury Forest, Buddy Wegdom. They beat Duke State, NC State, and Michigan State for him. Obviously, this is the new offensive line coach, his first commitment. And then they got another kid out of Green Run High School, which is really a powerhouse down in the 757, Xavier Cleveland, a cornerback, 6'4", about 200. They beat Syracuse, Duke, and UVA out for him. So, you know, it's kind of a slow week. A lot of guys are, you know, kids are starting to commit. But this is going to be a really interesting class for Tech because, let's face it, Coach Price on the hot seat, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm recruiting against Tech, what are you going to say to that kid, that 17, 18-year-old kid? You go to Blacksburg, you know, you may or may not be playing for the coach that you committed to. So, you know, all those things kind of come into play. So this is going to be a really interesting class for Coach Pry and staff and a really important class.
I didn't think about it like that, but I think you're spot on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a recruiting ploy against Virginia Tech.
Trust me, you know.
It's the Wild Wild West.
It's the Wild Wild West, and the recruiting has kind of always been the Wild Wild West. And I would do the same thing if I was Coach Pry recruiting a kid that's looking at Virginia with Tony Elliott over there in Charlottesville, or, you know, or a Dave Dornament that NC State. I mean, these are guys that, you know, again, if you're talking about a 17 or 18-year-old kid, they're going to look to the parents, and the parents want, you know, some kind of commitment that if I send my kid to you, that you're going to be there for more than 1 year.
Yeah. But at the same time, a lot of the kids, they're only taking it 1 year at a time.
Well,
they're thinking about the future.
True.
I wanted to get your take on the latest predictions from Athlon Sports.
Yep.
I was a little upset.
Yep.
Virginia Tech picked to finish 11th
yep.
in the ACC.
I saw that. In fact, I picked up the same mag last week, and it's got Clemson, Miami, SMU, and Louisville in the top four.
SMU, I believe in.
Listen.
Brett Lashley, man.
I'm a huge fan. As you remember from last year, I picked him. Obviously, you know, I mean, go back. The thing that was crazy, and we'll talk about the Hokies too, obviously. But what's crazy, as FSU was picked seventh, right? And you're thinking, God, that's low. But keep in mind, FSU was 2-10 last year.
Right.
I mean, it hasn't been that long. It's only been less than a year, and that just floors me to think of that historical great program going 2-10.
I think it shows you how the transfer portal is almost like playing darts.
Yeah.
Because the year before, they finished with the top record in the ACC.
Oh, coming into last year. Remember, they played that game at Georgia Tech in Ireland, and everybody was high on the Noles.
Right.
Well, they lost that game, and the rest is history. But now you've got the quarterback, Thomas Castellanos, who's a BC transfer. Now he's at Tallahassee at Florida State. And I heard him today. I think he was interviewed by 3 on 3 or whatever, calling out Alabama, saying they don't have Nick Saban to save him anymore. So, whoa. You know, there's a guy who hadn't even taken a snap for the Noles yet, and he's already, you know, given him bullet board material. He's given Alabama bullet board material.
I'm interested, before we get to Virginia Tech, what have you heard about Clemson and what Dabo Sweeney's got drawn up there? I've heard national championship level good.
Yeah. I mean, if you looked at Athlon's top 22 preseason all-ACC guys, they've got 8 out of 22.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, again, it's all on paper, right? But they've got right now 8 of the top 22 players going into the season. So Clemson is definitely up there. I mean, yeah, you're going to hear, you know, Alabama and LSU and Texas and all that and Ohio State, but Clemson definitely thinks they're not just on their way back. They are top two, top three guy.
Talking ACC football with Hokie Steve on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hot Seat. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Coach Pry certainly on that Hadid Mercer coaching hot seat.
Yeah.
With the expectations from last season being so high,
right,
is it unfair for Athlon to say 11th? I don't really think it is.
I don't think it is either. I mean, you know, you take a look at, I think a lot of people, and I talked to a lot of Hokies, you know, we were obviously high on Tech last year. It didn't obviously start out well in Nashville. And then, there's some peaks and valleys during the season. But I think right now it's show me. Don't tell me how good we're going to be, or don't tell me that we've got a great group of guys. Show me. And that's why I think they, you know, they're picked 11th. And let's face it, I think you can really, after that top four, and I'm going to keep Louisville in that top four, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I mean, you know, sometimes put them in a hat, but right now I think Tech picked anywhere from 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th is probably pretty accurate.
It feels like this entire season is going to come down to the play of quarterback Kyren Drones.
Yep.
In 2023, 2,000 yards passing, 800 yards rushing. He had a total of 22 touchdowns to 3 turnovers, 3 interceptions. The numbers were not nearly as good this past season.
No.
What are you kind of predicting for Drones in his final year?
Oh, I'm hoping he has a huge comeback year. Obviously, he was hurt last year, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, call it what it is, but he played banged up, and then at the end of the season, he was so banged up he couldn't even go. So, obviously, he's got to stay healthy. The offensive line has got to protect him, and that's a big part of it. But I expect a pretty good comeback year from him. This is, you know, this is his last year at Virginia Tech, so I look for big things out of Kyren Drones.
What part of last year did you feel like his play fell off in terms of dealing with the injuries? Because you know, week two, he was not good against Marshall.
I know.
Right? I mean, it's like, you know, week four, he was not good against Rutgers. And so at what point did you feel like you saw his play slip?
Well, if you remember, he got hurt actually in the Vanderbilt game. I mean, he in the overtime, he actually came out of the game.
Right.
So it actually
– Schley had to come
Schley had to come in, correct. So, and then Schley obviously played the Syracuse game up at the Dome, and then Pop, you know, as Pop Watson goes too. I think he may have been hurt, you know, from the get-go. So you know, obviously he's got to stay healthy, and I don't know. I don't know if I can pinpoint one particular thing, but he never had that. You know, okay, he's throwing the ball, he's running the ball. I never felt that way with him the whole all of last year.
Yeah.
compared to what he did in 23.
And what he did in 23 had so many people excited at ACC kickoff last year.
Oh,
he was viewed as a top five quarterback in the ACC.
Yeah, and now if you look at, you know, look at Athlon's or any magazine, he's not even in the top eight, top ten.
Right.
So, I mean, the three quarterbacks coming in, you know, the ACC's got three really good transfer quarterbacks coming in. Carson Beck, obviously, with the Canes, Darian Mensah, Duke, the transfer from Tulane, and then Miller Moss, who's the quarterback who played at USC, is going to be the quarterback at Louisville. So,
I think there's people at UVA that think their transfer's better than Kyren Jones, too.
Well,
the
I mean,
from Coastal.
Yeah, and then you throw in, you know, Klubnik at Clemson. So it's going to be very interesting to see. This is a big year, obviously a big year for Kyren, and I hope he has a great season, because it's going to take every bit of that for Tech to get away from this, you know, 5-6-7 win deal and take that next step that we keep talking about.
Talking all things Virginia Tech athletics with Hokies Steve, let's move over to basketball. Get your reaction to adding another piece here, exciting from Greek.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that last week, and
yep.
I think that was announced last week. But Neokalis Adavalis, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm pronouncing it right. Who played in the top pro leagues over in Greece. He played in a couple different leagues, was in the NBA Combine, backed out of there. And, yeah, I mean, if you add him to the mix with Toby LaWall coming back, with Jaden Shute coming back, and then, like I said, the transfer from point guard from Delaware and the big guy from WVU, I think Mike Young's got a pretty good group of guys coming up to Hokie Land.
What I'm very excited about is to see how this young Greek guard plays as the number one. So, Mike,
yeah.
We mentioned it last week, and then Young at a press conference on June 17th, and he said he will play a lot of point guard here. He's a very pro-style a guard that has a lot of versatility with his handling. I kind of look at this like what BYU had Yegor Demon do.
Right.
You have a guy, you know he's here for 1 year, he's going to the league. Might as well put him in the most important position, let him run the show as the team's starting point guard. At times, it might have to move him to guard or small forward and let somebody else run the show if he's turning the ball over. But I think you want to get the most out of him, put the ball in his hands.
You want to see him because he's 6'8". You want to see him as a point guard at 6'8", right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm excited about it. I mean, obviously, probably one of the highest-rated players ever, if ever, to, you know, of all things, you know, go back to maybe Del Curry,
right,
back in those days or something like that. He was a very high pick, you know, back in when kids actually got recruited, you know, legitimately. But yeah, I mean, what Mike Young had last year and what Mike Young has this year is night and day. So, you know, I look at this, to me, as an NCAA tournament team. You know, I'm going to put him on the spot and say, again, show me. But this is the nucleus is there for an NCAA tournament team.
I mean, he's certainly an exciting talent. In the last 10 years, who is the best talent out of Virginia Tech? Do you look at, you know, Nikhil Alexander Walker?
Well, yeah. I mean, the cousin of SGA, right?
Yeah.
So when he came in with Buzz Williams, he was highly, 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 you know, he was up there. So, and obviously there's a connection there which helped him get to Tech. But his second year, he had a great year at Tech, and that's the year that they went to the Sweet 16. So
we got Hokie Steve hanging out with us. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck with Hokie Steve. We did have just a UVA fan there say hi to us.
I was ready to go. I had my Dukes. I had my Dukes up. And not my JMU Dukes. I had my real Dukes up. And, you know, he's knocking on the window. I thought I was going to have to protect you.
Get into a little Virginia Tech UVA brawl.
Exactly.
Here at Capitol Ale House.
It's early.
Yeah.
It's early. That game's, what, six, 5 months away?
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. We got Hokie Steve with us here. And I know you wanted to talk Major League Baseball.
I do, but real quick, I know the draft's coming up on Wednesday. I heard you talking to JP about that.
Yeah.
I just, the Wizards can find a guy like Jalen Williams to get, you know, playing up in D.C. because that's what it's going to take to me to get this team over the hump. And they've got to have, you know, Sark can be great and all that kind of stuff, but we need to find a Jalen Williams out there. He played at Santa Clara. Nobody heard of Jalen Williams until he got drafted.
Right.
We need to find that guy, and if we can find that guy, then it's going to be exciting to go up to the Cap One Arena.
I'm with you, and that's why I'm swinging with that number six overall pick on a legit star, because that's the thing with – I like the young guys. I don't know that Bub Carrington is a star.
Right.
I don't think Alex Saar is a star. I don't think – I actually feel like I know Bilal Coulibaly is not a star. He could be a really good player. He's not a star like SGA, like Jalen Williams, like Chad Holmgren. Hopefully that's a guy that gets picked on Wednesday. But Baltimore, wins in a row and then two losses in a row.
They won. Not a bad week for the O's. I mean, you know, again, they're going to have to win a lot of games here. Like as I told you, they're going to have to go like 20 games over 500 just to get up to that, you know, 85-86 win deal to get into the playoffs. Last week, 3-4 of those four losses. Here's two of them, and this one's the worst. I think Wednesday night they were up. They were down in Tampa, up 8-0 after two innings. They managed to lose that game 12-8. They never scored a run the rest of the game. And what hurts even more, and I know Stubbs and O's fan too. Going into that game, Major League Baseball teams were 134-0 when they had an 8-run lead or more. All right. Now it's 134 and one. Like I said, that's bad enough. And then they won the first game up at the Bronx, up they played the Yankees this weekend. They got they lost the last two. They actually had the lead 2-1 after the first inning all the way to the bottom of the eighth yesterday. And then Chisholm had a big hit for them. So the Birds are, you know, 33-44. They're still, you know, 12 games back, but only 6.5 back out of the wild card. I mean, they still got 90 games to go.
Right. There's plenty
of
time. I think you said before, you just got to start having weeks where you go.
Right. 7-5-2.
Right.
5-2.
Right.
And this is a week coming up. They've got the Rangers in town tonight. Trevor Rogers is pitching, and, you know, he can be all over the map going against former Nat Patrick Corbin tonight. They got the Rangers for three, and then the Rays come back for three. So this is a six. You know, this is a week where.
Just four, go 4-2.
4-2. And, you know.
If you do that 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, you're
12-6.
You're right there.
Yeah.
You're right there. Rutschman's on the IL or DL, whatever you want to call it. So he's going to be out through the All Star break. But, you know, again, 6.5 back with, you know, 90-some games to go. all is not lost in Birdtown.
Well, I was in Philadelphia watching the soccer game. The Mets were in town to take on the Phillies.
I know.
And so on Friday night after the game, we went to the hotel. It was like everybody was talking, Chelsea is staying at this hotel. So we went to the hotel late night to try to get into the rooftop bar, and they wouldn't let us in. But I saw some players outside, and I took a selfie with one of them. And then all of a sudden, a giant SUV comes in, and the Mets get out. And they're staying in that same hotel. Juan Soto walked right past me. Just like walks right by me. But I'm like focused on the soccer player. I like didn't even notice. But yeah, the teams were staying at the same hotel.
I thought you were going to say, Juan, how could you leave us?
Yeah, I know. I would have if I had that opportunity.
Yeah, so I mean, with the O's, they've just got to put together, after the after the All-Star break, and really before the All-Star break, they've got to put together, some 5-2, 4-3 weeks, and there's plenty of time. The pitching's been a lot better. Charlie Morton, who started the season 0-7, that had a double-digit ERA, I mean, he's been lights out for the last couple weeks. So, again, with him and with Dean Kramer and the pitching's a lot better. It's certainly good enough to get back in the wild card race, which, they're kind of right there.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to 8Wide Radio on the Fan, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck, joined by Hokie Steve. And you were with me riding on the Indiana Pacers, who lose Game 7 to the Thunder, 103-91. Look, I think you got to give the Thunder a ton of credit for the way they performed there. You were so right with Jalen Williams. I think it came down to when SGA averages 30 for the entire series.
Right.
It's hard to win that game. You had him in Game 4, and I think that's what we'll both agree with.
Yeah, we said you win Game 4, you go up 3-1. Even if you get blown out at OKC in Game 5, you come back and you win Game 6 at Gamebridge. But that was a killer. That was a killer for them. And then obviously last night losing Halliburton was a huge thing. And even if he had stayed in the game, I still see the Thunder winning it.
Right. He would have made it 30 plus, and he had only had a high of 22 in the NBA Finals so far. But in terms of the Halliburton injury, that shook me, dude. It shook me the most. Something shook me in a sports world in like 10 years. It felt like when I saw RG3 roll up his knee his rookie year. I mean, maybe it's because I was rooting so hard for the Pacers, but I think Halliburton's such a nice guy. I really like the story of his dad going to every game, and he's such a team-first player, leading them in assists. Like, it's not really about him going off for 30 points. It's him being clutch,
right,
and helping his teammates go, help out. But when he went down and started slamming the hardwood, my heart was broken.
Yeah.
It was hard for me to watch the game after that.
I mean, yeah, it's obviously hard for the Pacer fans right there, but they've got to also deal with the fact that he's probably going to be out for a good chunk of this next year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an Achilles rupture, basically, I think.
Yeah.
So I think it's been reported by somebody already. But so he's going to be out for a good chunk of next year. So that's a huge loss. Not only last night in Game 7, but going into the 25-26 season.
Yeah, but I was just staring at the TV, man. Just staring at it, thinking, what could have happened? Maybe he shouldn't have even played in the game.
Well,
if you consider he had that hurt calf. And we've seen this. Like, I think Kevin Durant had the same thing. Hurt calf, and then boom, the Achilles pops. And it popped. I mean, on TV.
Right.
You saw it pop live.
You knew what was going on.
Yeah.
You knew what was going on.
So that was just one of the saddest things I've seen in a while.
It's tough. But again, I think overall the better team won. 80-plus wins in this season in the playoffs. And it gives me a little bit of hope because I said, the Thunder only won 24 games a couple years ago, right? So our Wizards are flirting around there with 18, 19, 20 wins. Wednesday night's a big night for the Wizards.
Absolutely. And you have to wonder, will they stick with the process? Will they trust the process? Or will they do what Houston did? Houston said, screw the process. We're going to go out and get a star in Kevin Durant.
It depends on who they can get.
Right.
Right.
Because I don't think they're going to be in the sweepstakes for Giannis.
I don't either.
But there's going to be a lot of change. There's going to be players on the move. Maybe it's a Paul George. Maybe it's a Joel Embiid. Maybe it's another guy that was a backup point guard on one of these teams that made some noise this offseason. I mean, this NBA postseason. We're going to see, I think, more movement in the NBA than we've seen in a long time. And that got started with Kevin Durant. What was your thoughts on that?
Kind of surprising, but like you said, Houston – hey, they're all in.
Yeah.
They said,
hey, look, we got a great young core. We were the 2 seed. We just lost to the Warriors.
Right.
Let's go get the best Warrior they've ever had in Kevin Durant.
Yeah, a D.C. guy too, by the way.
Yeah.
And it's you know, and the NBA draft is the draft that has the most. As soon as guys get drafted, they get traded. You know, yeah. I mean, this is the craziest draft ever compared to, you know, the NFL draft or even Major League Baseball draft.
So Wednesday night, I want Ace Bailey. Is there a name that you want for Washington?
Yeah, Cooper Flagg. Is he available?
Yeah.
I wanted Cooper Flagg. I've been saying that for months. And if we can go back and change the lottery deal, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I mean, I'll stick with Bailey. It's a shame that the Wizards couldn't have gotten Cooper Flagg, but, you know, next best available.
Yep. And so first round Wednesday, second round Thursday.
I know.
Are they going to get any eyeballs on that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, the one positive they have is there's nothing going on in the sports world. I mean,
yeah,
against Caitlin Clark, I guess, right?
For crazy people like me who watch the O's pretty much every night, I'll be watching the O's. Well, actually, the O's are off Thursday, so I might even watch some of that.
That's Hokie Steve. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Thanks for stopping by.
Anytime.
You're listening to AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. I'd like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. Call in or tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Time to go around the National Football League with NFL hits offseason. On the Fan.
Every off-season rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the NFL draft. It's NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So we already talked about the Madden ratings being released and Washington being disrespected to a 29 out of 32 overall rating, a 78 overall. Pro Football Focus, though, with a little bit of good news for Washington. They came out with their post-minicamp power rankings, and Washington at number 6 with a question. Have they done enough to close the gap with the Philadelphia Eagles? I think a lot of that is riding on the improvement of the offensive line and the Commanders' rushing attack. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We had Biff, our superstar intern for the summer, come up with his list of the top 32 running backs in the National Football League. And we'll start with this. Why is Brian Robinson out of your top 32, Biff? No respect for my guy, Bulletproof B-Rob.
Listen, bro, I was thinking, like, if you really want to talk about bias, yeah, I told you, like, I could put him in the 20s, right? But I can't put him higher. But as I was making this list, I was like, oh, he's better than Brian. Oh, he's also better. Oh, this guy's also better. It's just, what I worry about Brian is he's a great fantasy guy, punch-in type of player, you know, who'll get you a touchdown. Beautiful. But the 1,000 yards rushing is what, and the fumbling problem, especially this last year, has been really key for me to be like, listen, I can't put him as a top 20 guy. Because if you're a top 20 guy, you're like trustworthy, you're one of the better players on your team, experienced as well. And I can't put him there yet. I want to, I really do. I just can't put him there yet.
I don't think that, you know, you're going to have a lot of people argue against that when you have DeAndre Swift. He's ahead of him. Joe Mixon, he's ahead of him. Kenneth Walker, he's ahead of him. Aaron Jones, he's ahead of him. Both running backs for the Lions are ahead of Brian Robinson Jr., and I think, you know, that has part to do with why Washington received the 78 overall ranking and why a lot of people are questioning, did they do enough to close the gap with the Philadelphia Eagles and that rushing attack, which is the number one running back in football, according to most. And I agree with you, Biff. You got to have Saquon Barkley at number one. But why don't you give us your thoughts on, you know, a few guys that were just outside of your top 10 and why?
Yeah, so it was tough. My top 10, I feel like it's very normal. I mean, there's a couple guys maybe in there. I put Kyren at the 10, Kyren Williams for the LA Rams. I think he's a dog. I wanted to put David Montgomery in there, but, you know, he's been the second choice running back. That's hard to always put. I'm a big fan of Chase Brown, the guy out of Cincinnati. He's a small guy, but he's built. He's super fast. So I always like Chase Brown as well, especially he was kind of backup to Zach Moss, and he started turning into the number one running back. James Conner is also a guy that I think if he has a good offensive line, he can be good as well. Bucky Irving, I mean, that kid, man, it sucks because...
He's got the most potential,
yes.
I feel like.
Oh, my God, yes. And I was best friends with a Tampa Bay Bucks fan. He's told me how much he loves Bucky Irving. So, what scares me, honestly, about Brian Robinson is his third year coming out now, and you have these rookies and you have the vets that are ahead of them. They broke out in 3 or 4 years, so now it's like it's scary for me because it's like, all right, well, this third year wasn't his best, right? I would probably say his second and first year were better. Now he's got one more year to prove himself, and so I worry that if he doesn't prove himself, because he has all the pieces now, he's got a good offensive line, he's got a good quarterback, he's got good threats on the wide receiver end. So, like, he has no excuse not to be 1,000 yards rushing. And so I think I can kind of compare him to, like, a Kenneth Walker, the Seattle Seahawks. I like Kenneth Walker. He's big. He's kind of like B-Rob, not the fastest. But he's also a 1,000 yards rusher as well. So it's just kind of those kind of my thoughts towards the running back.
Yeah, I kind of think we might have seen the best of Brian Robinson already, maybe his first or second year. I wonder if he's, you know, his improvement is just going to stall out here. But in terms of who you didn't have in the top 10, I think, you know, Stubb, I don't know if you've seen this list here. I think my only argument would be Joe Mixon.
Same.
I do think he's a top 10 running back.
I think you're sleeping.
I'd probably remove Alvin Kamara, given the fact that I think the Saints are going to be awful this year, and he's not the same running back he once was. You don't have the explosion, you know, in terms of 70-yard, 60-yard bombs like you used to have. But let's go through your top 10 here. So Kyren Williams at 10, I can't complain about that. I do think I would have had Alvin Kamara outside of the top 10. I love James Cook at number 8. Convince me why Josh Jacobs there at number 7, you know, shouldn't be higher on this list.
Because you look at the guys in front of him. I had Josh Jacobs as a fantasy running back, and guy's a dog, guy's consistent, don't get me wrong. But you look at the guys in front of him, Jonathan Taylor. He's talking about an explosive running back. He's had a little decline the past years, but he's been injured, and the Colts are stink, right?
Right.
And so I can't put – when Josh Jacobs has a good offensive line and a good system there at Green Bay – I want to see him do a little more because I believe he's probably the best player on their offensive side. I worry, though, because he has these good games, but when he has a bad game, and I just feel like he's just not that prime time player where, hey, we need you to go get a touchdown or we need you get this first down. I'm not 100% sure he can do that. I'm definitely not saying he can't, but I'm not 100% sure in my trust. And you look at the guys I put in front of him, Jonathan Taylor, Bijan Robinson, Christian McCaffrey, Jahmyr Gibbs, Derrick Henry, Saquon. I feel like those are the type of guys that I'm like, hey, if I need an explosive play, they got me.
Yeah. I mean, look, Jonathan Taylor, it felt like he was falling off. That was a massive bounce back year. Yep. 1,400 yards, 11 touchdowns. I'm not high on the Colts this season, but I do think in terms of fantasy, he could be certainly someone to have your eye on. So I think my biggest issue with your top five is that I'm a big Bijan Robinson believer, and he might even be my number two running back in the National Football League, just based off of the talent that he brings to the table. I still don't think the Falcons have used him 100% correctly. They love to throw Tyler Algier in there. It feels like anytime Bijan has a little bit of momentum, just keep feeding him the rock. But, you know, what I saw from the NFL this season was my Washington Commanders get beat by Saquon Barkley multiple times. He's definitely the best running back in the National Football League. And we played Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry was awesome this year. I thought Bijan Robinson, from what I saw with my eyes against Washington, was the second best running back in the National Football League. I can't put Christian McCaffrey in the top five when I didn't see him play. Mm-hmm. So I would have Saquon 1. I would have Derrick Henry or Bijan 2 or 3, pretty much tied right there. And then, you know, I'm with you on Jonathan Taylor, and James Cook would maybe finish out my top five. I really love the Buffalo running back's ability to create an explosive play.
Where do you put Jahmyr Gibbs? I think, I know I slept on Joe Mixon, and I apologize for that. But I feel like you're sleeping on Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, that kid is explosive. I about striking fear in your heart. When I watched him against Detroit, we couldn't stop, man.
No, I'm certainly talking about Jahmyr Gibbs as a guy that if he gets the carries, he would be a top five running back.
That's
what I'm worried about is that, you know, David Montgomery is a big piece in that offense when he's fully healthy. You'll have less carries for Jahmyr Gibbs. And then the other thing with Gibbs is I wonder, you know, can he be your lead back that, you know, you could give it to him 20 to 25 times a game? Mm-hmm. You know, he only had 20 plus carries three times last year. Like, that's kind of wild for a workhorse back. I feel like you want a guy that you can rely on to get more yards than that. Now, he certainly is explosive. I mean, he went off for yard runs of 47, 45, 70 throughout this season over and over again. I just wonder, you know, when you're talking about the top five running backs, I'm mentioning guys that are just way better than their backups, and they deserve to play all the snaps. I wonder if Jahmyr Gibbs is that guy. Because I think a lot of Lions fans will say he's only so good when we have Montgomery as the thumper with him. Together, they make the Lions one of the best running back tandems in the National Football League. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Should we shame Biff for having Brian Robinson outside of the top 32?
I need to shame him for having Chuba Hubbard nowhere present in his top 30. That's like a number 15
guy. Oh, I forgot about Chuba. Oh, that's awesome. I forgot about. I actually do like Chuba. Actually, in a lot of my rankings, he was 10, I will say. I forgot about Chuba.
You did multiple rankings where he was number 10, but this one, he wasn't even in the top 35.
Listen, moment was too big. Moment was too big. That
was a good call-out, Stubb. I forgot about Chuba.
I'm always thinking about him.
Nobody hates the Panthers more than me. My goodness. I hate them so much.
Also Braylon Allen.
Phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live on a Monday, June 23rd from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Burger night, back like it never left, from 3 p.m. to midnight. Get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or add bacon and beer cheese for $3.95 like I like to do here Mondays at Capitol Ale House. So I'm back in town after my weekend trip to Philadelphia. We've got Stubb running the ones and twos, our intern for the summer, Biff. Did any of you guys do anything exciting this weekend or Thursday and Friday while I was out of town?
Yeah, Thursday I left for Kitty Hawk in the Outer Banks, and that's where I was all weekend. Had a little beach trip with my friends. It was great.
Oh, nice. did you get a tan? Because I was burnt in Philadelphia. I got to tell you guys this. It was so embarrassing stuff.
Okay,
At halftime of the soccer game, I got a wellness check from somebody in my section. They literally came over to me and they said, dude, you are glowing. Are you okay? Are you hydrated enough? I'm like, it's freaking 100 degrees here, and I've had 16 beers, but I'm doing all right. Thank you. But it was the most embarrassing thing ever. He was like, why don't you sit next to me in the shade? And I was like so embarrassed. And I think it was because like the first 10 minutes, I was jumping up and down screaming, and I had these like little balloons that I was slapping every time something good happened. Then I got like the heat actually got to me, and I got really quiet. And then all of a sudden, Flamengo scored 2 goals, and I was silent for about 10 minutes. But it was so embarrassing to have somebody do a wellness check on me.
Hey, that's some brotherly love right there.
Exactly.
Isn't that what they say?
I guess so. I guess it is. So you got a little bit of a tan, too,
yeah,
huh?
I'd say I get really scared of the sun, though. I apply sunscreen frequently. I do not mess around with that.
Yeah. No, I made sure to apply a lot of sunscreen. But then I didn't have it in the stadium, and that's where I got destroyed by the sun. It was like it's like right below my knee. It's like right where my shorts ended. It looks like I'm like the movie Turning Red. It's wild.
That's Biff, it's so embarrassing to get sunburnt too.
Well, you want to talk about a sunburn? Yeah. Listen, before I came worked here, I got sun poisoning on my shoulder. So I don't
know.
It was bad. Worst. Terrible. First time I've ever done that.
So what happened?
Well, basically it scabbed up. Great times. And then I wrestled with my friend because, you know, that's what guys do. And got even worse. So that was fun. So then after I went to the river this weekend with my friend and his mom saw the afterburner of the sun poisoning. So she lathered me up with sunscreen, which is fair, so I didn't really get a tan. I burn then tan. That's so I kind of accept the fact, but it was too hot. Stayed inside, watched Chelsea lose, overall it was fun. It was fun. I actually was checking on you, AY, when Nicholas Jackson got that red.
No, I mean it was just. It's crazy how a game can flip. I mean, I told my buddy this. I was enjoying the game so much. And then at halftime, guy gives me a wellness check. So at about the 52nd minute, I decide I'm going to be a good human. I'm going to make this guy happy. I went to go get more water. I missed 2 goals and the red card while I went to go get water. I'm standing in line while all the action happened, and the Flamengo fans are losing their minds next to me in line. They're jumping up and down, taking their shirts off, screaming. And I'm just like, I'm getting ready to pay $8 for a bottle of water at the link because I want to make the guy behind me happy. Just so frustrating. So, yeah, losing the game. I'm telling you, it kind of ruined the trip, to be honest. Maybe that lousy cheesesteak would have tasted better, not like rat meat and plastic cheese if we had won the game. You know, maybe the late-night chicken tenders would have slapped if we had won 3-1 instead of lost 3-1. But, I was so pissed. So pissed after that. But you got to give the Brazilian fans a lot of credit and their team. Stubb, you're a soccer fan. Biff, you're a soccer fan. You know, it pissed me off to lose to a former Chelsea player, Felipe Luiz, who's the manager of Flamengo. He outmanaged our guy Enzo Marasco completely. Jorginho, who was a former Chelsea midfielder, was way better than Enzo Fernandez, our midfielder, probably better than Caicedo, too. It was crazy. But I got to give Brazil and I got to give Argentina credit. All of South America has shown up for this FIFA Club World Cup, and they've made this nubs boring tournament into something exciting because I believe their record is now 9-1 against clubs from around the country. South America has shown up really well in this tournament.
Well, it's funny because we were watching the Boca Juniors game, which is a team from Argentina, and they were playing Bayern.
Yeah.
And I mean, Boca Juniors, they scored. It was 1-1. And, I mean, you would think they just won the Champions League, the way their fans were. They were like tears. Yeah. They were crying. And me and my friend were like, that's what it's all about. That's what we want USA soccer to be, because it will never be. But that, you see that passion, and then that drives you. And that's why I love the sport so much, because obviously it's beautiful, but it's beautiful because of how, like you said, like Brazilian people. Like I talked to a person from Sweden. They said, this is not a game. Like, it's not just about soccer. It's about life. Like, this is what they live for.
Yeah. No, I mean, I felt that way talking to all the Brazilians there as they said, look, you came here for some beers and watch your team. For us, this was our lives on the line.
Yeah.
And it was credible to hear that, and they were so much fun there with their chants and their singing and everything. So every day on AWOD Radio, we close the show by spotlighting the biggest sporting event of the night. We call this segment Game Day on the Fan.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day.
Game Day. So I'm going to the FIFA Club World Cup, specifically Group B, with a couple of great matchups. So out of Brazil, Botafogo is at the top of the group with 6 points. They've got a match against Atletico Madrid today at 3 p.m. As of right now, Madrid is on the outside looking in behind PSG because of goal differential. So I do think there will be some goals in that one. And then PSG against Seattle Sounders today also. Both of those matchups kick off at 3 p.m. It's the final match day of the group stage, so I'll have my eyes on that right there. Biff, did you want to give your reaction to Team USA's 2-1 victory? I know you texted me last night. If you were hosting the show, you were going to do 3 hours on Team USA. For the people of Richmond, I'd say thank goodness.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, it was a rough watch, and it's a rough talk, to be honest. We got the win, so that's all that matters, and I know that's not our A team. But it was just so simple. Like, my grandma could have predicted what the USA was going to do half the time. Like, and she doesn't even watch soccer. So it's just upsetting because you know how good we can be. And especially against Haiti, like, I don't know. Like, they shouldn't even be in the ballpark with us. And so, even with our B team. But there's some good players. I think Tillman's really good. Diego Luna's really good. So there's, like, obviously Chris Richards is one of my favorite players, and he's only going to be the starter for our World Cup team. So obviously there's a lot of bad, but I'm trying to be positive and say that it was our B team and we're still getting used to the system. We went 3-0, so I can't complain too much.
Yeah, I mean, look, when it was 1-1, you had a right to complain. Then they get the game winner and everything is happy in Pochettino land as they get the full 9 points to make it out of the group stage. Stubb, we had Hokie Steve talk about the positives of the Orioles. Is that your choice for game day?
Yeah, sure. They're playing the Rangers tonight. I mean, this is a brutal watch of a season for the O's. expectations were high. Hey, we thought maybe we could get a single game win in a playoff series, a step up. But no, not even close. There's no shot we make it, dude. It's so tough right now.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm with you there. All right, before we get out of here today, I'm going to give Biff and Stubb the opportunity to say I told you so about the Thunder.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah.
Thank
you. Hey. I mean, I'm not going to pretend I know anything about the NBA, but happy to be right.
I'm very happy that my first radio take
You wouldn't
take
have
worked.
Been right if the... Yeah, you wouldn't have been right if the final 4 minutes of Game 4 went my team's way, but they did blow it right there. And so you get the win. So that is your official I told you so. Now we can delete that from the audio records. We'll be back tomorrow, live and local, 12 noon on The Fan. You're listening to the new Sports Radio 910 AM 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people.
and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.